I'm here in Geneva with Lara White, who is the Senior Labour Migration Specialist for the International Organisation for Migration. Lara, could we start off by you describing the work of the International Organisation?
IOM is the leading intergovernmental organization in the field of migration, dedicated to promoting humane and orderly migration for the benefit of all. One of the primary areas of interest is in migration management. So this looks at all aspects of managing migration, including labor migration, to ensure that workers, governments, and the private sector all benefit from labor migration.
What are the particular issues that migrant workers are facing as they migrate across borders for work?
One of the problems when looking at labor migration is that migrant workers, because often their immigration status and their migration story the ways in which they move from one country to another, often face greater vulnerability of exploitation and abuse at the workplace. This often begins in the recruitment phase, because recruitment is the first step often in the labor migration process, where you can look at recruitment to deployment, employment, and then return or integration or permanent residency. So what we are finding increasingly is that when workers are exploited during the recruitment process, meaning that they may be forced to pay extraordinary fees to the gatekeepers of migration, these recruitment intermediaries who charge fees and or bonds or other means of ensuring payment from workers for the right to migrate and to find new job opportunities. But when this happens, these workers are then in a greater risk area of abuse and exploitation in the work environment. And that simply comes because when they are exploited, or they find out they are not being offered the correct terms and conditions of employment that they signed up for, or the job title has changed, or they're not paid their overtime, or they're placed in situations of more egregious abuse like forced labor, or find themselves as victims of trafficking for forced labor, then they're less able to access remedy and to escape situations of abuse and exploitation, often again because of the debt bondage, and then again because of their work status being tied to immigration status.
So they're held in a form of debt bondage by the very recruitment fees that they pay in order to secure work abroad. Do you find this in all sectors?
What we found, actually, this is really truly a global phenomenon, and that it's happening in every country in the world, in almost every sector. So although you can differentiate between lower skilled occupations and higher skilled occupations, what remains to be true is that what we see is recruitment-related abuses are happening in all sectors. Obviously, somebody who's in the 0.01 percentile is at less risk of abuse and exploitation, but we do find, for example, workers in higher skilled areas such as nursing, such as the high-skilled trades, are also often vulnerable to abuse and exploitation.
Okay. And I understand that IOM have been working on a certification scheme for recruitment agencies. Could you explain a little bit about that?
Yes. With a consortium of like-minded stakeholders, including governments, regulators, private sector companies and major brands, as well as the recruitment industry, what we're trying to do is to establish a voluntary multi-stakeholder certification system. Consistent with the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, IOM supports the idea that governments should be responsible for safeguarding the rights of workers. However, what we know is that by and large, globally, governments have not done a sufficient job in terms of the regulation of recruitment intermediaries and the enforcement of regulations when they exist. This has happened for a multitude of reasons, and partially linked to the fact that that recruitment intermediaries, this business of international labor recruitment, has increased significantly over the past 20 years as linked to globalization. So what we're doing is we're working with businesses that have come to IOM and to others looking to identify who are the trustworthy interlocutors, who are the recruitment industry leaders who are committed to ethical recruitment principles. So what IRIS aims to do is to bring transformative change to part of the recruitment industry pertaining to international recruitment, where the business model is largely based on the exploitation and abuse of migrant workers. And by promoting ethical recruitment standards, IRIS would then seek to promote transparency within the industry and to prevent negative consequences that reverberate across supply chains and labor markets. So what we're essentially trying to do is identify who the best of the best actors are, who the trustworthy interlocutors are, so that then businesses can make more informed decisions in terms of their procurement of recruitment-related services.
So by choosing a IRIS-registered recruitment agency, a company or its suppliers can tell that the migrant workers haven't been exploited during recruitment or deployment to their supply chain.
Exactly. What this voluntary certification system will do is that it will provide a reasonable assurance that the recruitment intermediary abides by ethical recruitment principles, including a prohibition of fee charging to job seekers, number one, but also any linkages to forced labor, child labor, human trafficking, or any other activities that are often exercised by some of these unscrupulous intermediaries, such as the confinement or prevention of people to access their freedom of movement and respect for decent working conditions.
And I imagine further details of the IRIS scheme can be found on the IOM website.
Yes, iris.iom.int, and any inquiries can go to iris@iom.int.
Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you.